I'm really happy to be here. I've been performing around all over the Northeast this summer, filling in for ministers at different New Thought and Unitarian churches. And one thing Linda didn't tell you is that I'm also a religious science practitioner. So I came up through the science of mind principles. So I'm going to be touching upon those today, and I hope you enjoy them. My talk is on peace, love, and joy, but it's actually a music-inspired offering for you. And I want to begin with a poem written by a friend of mine from Sarasota, Florida, which is where I've been living since 2000. And it talks about all the different aspects of love. See, in religious science, one of the principles is God is all there is, and another word for God is love. We have love, light, peace, power, joy, beauty, and wisdom. These are all words or names for God. So, love. And this talks about the four different aspects of love. Storge, philia, eros, and agape. Love. Love takes us in four directions. It's more than romance and seduction. What I mean is, truth be told, love in English is in Greek fourfold. Eros, storge, philia, and agape. I'd say they go about this way. First is Eros, also known as Cupid. It's the kind of love that makes us stupid. It's in our prana and in our chi. It's made us through our ancestry. It's in you, it's in me, it's in every rat and chimpanzee. It's the prime cause for primate dating. Without much pause, it leads to mating. It can bring more love or lead to hating. It makes most slaves, but sets some free. It leads to wars, and much less frequently, it brings lovers to tranquility. So much more than the other three, it often seems like Greek to me. So far of what I speak is he. Now here's the Greek in the form of she. She's Aphrodite, who makes men mighty, gives them singleness of sight. Their fair damsels they so savor that for their favors they will fight till death and they won't waver. Aphrodite makes women coy and flighty, and men they cloy with scented oils and see-through nighties. She makes them crave the dark of night or makes them dance in full moon's light. If you want to know her as a Roman, it is she who brings the bees to droning, she who leads the cats to moaning, writes the love songs, inspires the crooning, the swooning, the juning, and the mooning. Next is Storge. It's the tie you got for Christmas from Aunt Vi. No questioning, no asking why. You write your thanks, a polite reply. As to yourself, you truly swear it that you'd rather die than ever wear it. That you'd think, why won't she just send me cash? As you toss the tie into the trash. Storge is about the ties that bind. Blood relatives, not the state of mind. Not like Eros's bump and grind. Not the fun of breasts and booties, but obligation and family duty. Storge. Philia. Philia is filial. It's more than epithelial. It's thicker than the skin. It often goes much deeper than the bonds we have with kin, like the Three Musketeers or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They work and play and pray together. Through brightest times and stormy weather, they share their strength, they share their fears, share their glory and their tears, form a circle, drink cold beers, make new mantras, shout old cheers. Philia is brotherhood and sisterhood. Based on connection, it feels good. It's everywhere, in all the hoods. It has its code of honor and lists of shoulds. It's teams and gangs and other things, witches' covens and fairy rings, round tables of knights of kings. Whether it be sisters or be brothers, it's us against some others. It causes joy, it causes grief, it's based upon such strong belief. The common good is the highest call, all for one and one for all. But around its own, it puts a wall. Now I end this poem today in the loving way of agape. Of all the four, it has the smallest price to pay. It keeps no score, it seeks itself and nothing more. Its only cost is the ego's loss. As we go across the line where human meets divine, to have it, I must be aligned in my psyche, my heart, and in my mind. And in my critic's eye, be blind. Through it, I love all of life and humankind, from the crudest to the most refined. I think agape is the only kind that's really extraordinary. It's not heavy, it's kind of airy. It makes me lighter than a fairy. Through it, I love my adversary. Agape for me is a state of grace. I find its traces in the strangest places. It offers me a most sweet oasis. It gives me relief from my disgraces and rest from all my frantic races. It's a gift, but I must be willing to receive its awesome filling of my being. It must be first volitional, this love that's unconditional and oh so freeing. With ego's death, it comes to me, with its arms keeps me from harm. As it wraps around the other three, it's the only one that sets me free, and through it, I taste divinity. And that's from Jim Kane, and you're allowed to clap because it's a concert. That was a whole thing on love. I think it's such a great poem. I love that. So we're going to move into peace, love, and joy. And most of you don't know me, but I used to be married to an oldies DJ in New Jersey. It was a 7-year process. And as a result of those 7 years, I have somehow embodied doo-wop. So I'm going to play for you and with you a metaphysical doo-wop song about peace, love, and joy. It's called Soul to Soul. You know how all those songs from the 50s have this chord progression, right? Yeah. And your part goes like this. Soul to soul. Can you try that? Soul to soul. One more for me. So beautiful. There's a perfect flow of love that unites the world. There's a perfect flow of joy that invites the world. And there's a perfect flow of peace I now behold. Here's us. Soul to soul. There's perfection in the oneness that I feel. There's reflection in the process as I heal. And there's a perfect flow of love I now behold. Soul to soul. Soul to soul. Heart to heart. Mind to mind. Soul to soul. Heart to heart. Perfect flow of love that resides in me. There's a perfect flow of joy that is guiding me. And there's a perfect flow of peace I now behold. Soul to soul. Soul to soul. One more. Soul to soul. Soul, heart to heart, mind to mind. Soul to soul, heart to heart, peace is mine. And there's a perfect flow of love that unites the world. There's a perfect flow of joy that delights the world. And there's a perfect flow of peace I now behold. Soul to soul. Keep going. Soul to soul. 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 Thank you. I have a song here that I need four volunteers. I need four kids. Can I have four kids come up and help me? Four kids of any age. Come on up. Oh, good, we have one. Come on, quick, quick, quick. And your name? Carlton, Evan, and Diana. And Rich. Oh, she. Richard. And for the first time ever, we have the Unitarian Society of Germantown Human Love Letters. Give them a hand. So now we're going to just have to take just a minute and rehearse. So put your letters down. And when you hear your letter, you put it up. And then you keep your letters up until we get to the E. And then they all come down. So let's practice this. Are we ready, Carlton? One, two, oh, one, two, three. L. O, V, E. Now they come down and we sing. There's a lot of love inside of you and me. Again. L, O, V, E. There's a lot of love to share. And again. L, O, V, E. There's a lot of love inside of you and me. L, O, is that you all get to be all of the love letters. So let's try it, everybody. L-O-V-E, there's a lot of love inside of you and me. L-O-V-E, there's a lot of love to share. Although love is invisible, you can see it everywhere. You can see it in a smile, you can see it in a hug, you could feel it when you care. Here we go. L-O-V-E, there's a lot of love inside of you and me. L-O-V-E, there's a lot of love to share. Now don't forget to love yourself each and every day. The more we learn to love ourselves, the more we have to give away. Here we go, L-O-V-E, there's a lot of love inside of you and me. L-O-V-E, there's a lot of love to share. Let's try something difficult. Let's try peace. P-E-A-C-E, there's a lot of love inside of you and me. P-E-A-C-E, there's a lot of love to share. How about joy? J-O-Y, there's a lot of love inside of you and I. J-O-I, there's a lot of love to share. One more time, love. L-O-V-E. Okay, I'm going to do one more for you. And I wrote this many years ago. I was having a little conflict with a dear friend, and I borrowed the first six notes and the first six words of a song I'm sure everybody here knows. Maybe some of the kids don't, but I'm sure you've all heard this. I call it Let There Be Peace.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me and you. We have walked side by side, we have stood in the rain, we have good in our hearts, love to gain. We have good in our hearts, love to gain. Let there be listening, and let it begin with me. We can talk side by side, we can cry in the rain, we can open our hearts once again. We can open our hearts once again. When I look at you, whatever you do can help me to see it and be clearer. When you look at me, what do you see reflecting in me? Let there be understanding, and let it begin with me. When we let go of fear, we can listen and hear, and we can see the truth lovingly, clearly. We can see the truth lovingly, clearly. When I look at you, whatever you do can help me to see and be clearer.
It's now time for our offertory. Let this offering be a way of sustaining and strengthening our beloved community, which is sacred to so many of us. This is our community of tradition and memory, joy and hope, today and tomorrow. For we are now the keepers of the dream. Please give generously.